USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Trump accused Dominion voting machines of deleting some 2.7 million votes for him in last week's election, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, tells Newsmax there's a reason Texas rejected Dominion voting machines.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software, and we discovered that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation and potential fraud. So there is a reason that Texas rejected these. We didn't do it arbitrarily. We did it because we knew that these were unreliable systems. We didn't want to trust them. We didn't want to be in the same situation that some of these other states are in now, where we're questioning the results. So we clearly believe that this was a call.
Ada, the storm that crisscrossed the Gulf is now heading out to sea towards the North Atlantic. Thursday in North Carolina, at least seven deaths were blamed on the weather. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The man who lost a close Senate race to Senator Lindsey Graham in South Carolina will likely be the next Democratic National Committee chair following an announcement that current chair Tom Perez is not seeking re-election. Jamie Harrison recently said he would give a good look to running for the seat, although he has not officially decided. Over 65,000 truckers are planning to voice their opinions. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
They already did a small-scale dry run on Veterans Day, and now they want to do something bigger over the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Cliff Abbott writes for the Trucker newspaper.
Basically, what they're trying to do is just get everybody to not work over that Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Some called for a slow roll on the nation's highways or blocking lanes to get attention.
They just want to get attention by shutting down trucks over that holiday in hopes that, you know, America will notice maybe some of the shelves are starting to lose their stock or they can't get gasoline for their cars and they might wake up to the plight of the trucker.
That is Cliff Abbott of the Trucker newspaper. This is John Clemens reporting.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Thursday Night Football puts the Colts in first place in the AFC South. Indy went into Nashville, taking down the Titans 34-17. Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers tells NFL Network it was a game of two halves.
Yeah, it was a huge win, especially coming off last week, not getting it done against the Ravens, going into this division road game. But we all felt good at halftime. They didn't slow us down in the first half. We got the three right before the half. Felt like if we drove and scored to start the half, that we would, you know, to take the lead. We obviously get stopped on fourth and goal after about a 9-minute drive. But defense came up with some huge stops. Obviously get the block punt for a touchdown, and then we were efficient on offense all day long.
Next week, the Colts will host the Green Bay Packers. COVID-19 has issued problems for Ivy League teams. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. The Ivy League was the first college conference to start canceling its sports calendar when the pandemic began back in March. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Ivy League consists of eight schools that were once known as the Ancient Eight, with Harvard University dating back to 1636. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.